in the context that when asked, clearly I understand there are a lot of parameters here, and clearly we're going to leave this in the hands of those that need to look at the bigger perspective. What I was talking about was emotionally, as an American, I wanted to play these games. I wanted to move on, but I certainly understand and support the reasons for why the commissioner took the action that he did.
I'll let people hear the exact quote. From a personal standpoint, not as a coach, but as an American, we want to play. I don't want cowards to dictate what we do in this country. That's where my anguish is right now. We're hearing from a lot of people, either over the phone or emailing, who say, you know, this is who we are as Americans, that we need to go out. We need to show that you can't disrupt our normal life. Is that what you were saying, that if we do play, we're saying we're still united, we're still Americans, and you can't dampen our spirits?
Yeah, you know, and there are those that can debate that and say it would be unwise. Clearly, if there were any safety issues, a concern, security issues, that had to be the overriding circumstance as well, although I don't know that those security issues are mitigated anymore 6 weeks from now than they will be this weekend. And I understand wholly those that feel like this is not a time to be playing sports or to be celebrating. But by the same token, and again, this is just a more of an emotional response than anything else, that's exactly the time that you need to do what you do. This is what we do for a living. We have a lot of people around this country right now that would love to stay at home, be with their families, sit through the weekend, and kind of absorb what has happened. But we have Americans all over this country that are not allowed to do that. Medical workers, rescue people, communications people, people in the armed services, just across the board, that in order to keep this country going, for us to rebound from this thing, have to work this weekend. And that's kind of the mentality I had with us. If we need to do this, if it's deemed that we need to do this, that's our job, and let's go do our job. But in the same token, I certainly understand why the action that was taken was, and do support it.
Two baseball owners have told the Associated Press Major League Baseball has decided to postpone all games through Sunday. We'll try to get more on this coming up in a little bit. The Ravens head coach Brian Billick joining us on ESPN Radio. So then you understand as entertainers that you could be part of the healing process, and therefore you probably explained to your wife or whoever whoever else you were in contact with that I may have to work because America may need us now more than ever.
That's exactly right, and that's going to be true of the weeks and months to come. I think it would be naive to think that over the next 2-3 months there are not going to be other threats, other incidences, certainly not of this magnitude, that aren't going to continue to disrupt our way of life and to try to shake terror into this country. I'm amazed and gratified and proud to see the way this country is responding to this absolutely horrendous set of circumstances. But as quickly as the next day, the way people rebounded, and what about the media and the way they whether you like it or not, and those that make observations or whatever, are going about doing their job and bringing the story, the way obviously the rescue workers and the way this country is gone back to work has taken pride in saying we need to get back into the air, we need to get travel back, obviously under different circumstances, whatever those circumstances are, but we've got to get back to normalcy. That's what this country's about, or clearly this act of cowardice does win. And I'm not trying to be macho here, I'm not trying to be ultra-American or anything like that, but that's what gratifies me about this country. And I think we're part of that. And I think that's going to be part of the very strong motivation for these players, that when we do go back and play this following weekend, that we understand beyond what we're doing for our jobs, that this does, like many other jobs, serve a purpose in the American infrastructure.
You take a charter, don't you?
Yes, sir.
So does this make you think differently when you get on a plane, even though it is a charter? I mean, how does this affect you as a coach now and what you do with your players the rest of the season?
Well, the key for us is to, however mindful we need to be of possible security risks, this is not unlike after an airplane accident. you know, a major airline accident, which tragically happens, and you get back on a plane, when you travel as much as we do professionally, you understand that there are those types of risks. This is certainly a different environment with that regard, but you cannot live in fear. You have to have trust in those around you, that the airlines, that the government, the armed services, the security people that you have, the National Football League, everybody is doing their job to keep you as safe as you possibly can across the board, and that's what this country is about. Everybody pitching in and doing their job, and you have to live up to those circumstances. And so, I honestly can't say I won't give it another thought, but I'm not going to become obsessed by it, and I'm certainly not going to let it rule my life, and nor am I going to let it dictate the life of my team.